Hello, everyone. We thank you for joining us today. We have an exciting study today. Yes, Yahweh has always given us exciting things to study as we are in search of truth. That is what we're here for, In Search of Truth broadcast. As we've been studying this month, what is truth? Something that everyone should be asking themselves. What is truth? Because you're hearing everywhere that everyone claims they have the truth. The Muslims got the truth. The Baptists got the truth. The Methodists got the truth. The Prior Catholics got the truth. The Methodists got the truth. The Scientology got the group. Jehovah's Witness got the truth. All of these, everyone is claiming to have the truth. I want you to follow them. Follow me, because I am truth. That's what they're saying in essence. But we have read in the Bible. Hey, some deep stuff. Some deep stuff. Okay, let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace you have wonderfully laid upon us. Open our hearts, minds, and soul that we might be able to perceive the things from heaven. Things that you might reveal to us in our spiritual world so that we might be able to grow thereby. Help us to speak not my words, but your words. Speak through me as an instrument so that others might be able to hear your words from heaven. Open their hearts and their minds and their consciousness that they might be able to receive your truths for this time. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, the Messiah. Amen. Okay, now we are into some very serious times in our system. And so because we are, we need to understand what is going on. As we said, we are in search of truth. What is truth? How do you know that you are in truth? Well, compare it to the word and see if it matches up or see if it's in direct rebellion against what Yahweh has called us to. Okay. In the past, we have studied, we were looking at the conditions of change of the diet, of the lifestyle, of our mental, physical, what are we feeding ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually? What is being programmed into us from propaganda, brainwashing? What is being thrown over the radio stations? What is being thrown over the TV stations? False advertisement, lies, and deception. Socially engineering the masses so that we might be socially engineered. If you don't understand what I mean by social engineering, go back and listen to the recording. That's labeled social engineering. Okay. Since all of these things are hitting us from all dimensions, mentally, physically, and spiritually, the biochemical warfare that is being used against us in the products, the dairy products, in the eggs, in the dairy, and shooting up the cows, shooting up the animals, shooting up the pigs, and then that stuff. Chemicals are being spread through us. Remember, the Bible says that the life is in the blood, and you are not supposed to eat anything that has the blood. Because if there is cancer in it, it is going throughout the body through the blood system. So if you want to eat cancer, you eat cancer. Okay? That's what you're eating. Okay? When you have also the crossing of chemicals, okay? That they say, hey, you hear them on TV, well, if you take this pill, it'll address this, but it might give you a heart attack, it might give you a stroke, it might give you ulcers. Really? People are buying into stuff like that. Okay? So you get into those areas. So they are, that's what we call biochemical warfare. They did it against the Africans, they called it the Tuskegee experiments. You can be for sure that those Tuskegee experiments have taken on a new name and that they are practicing them on us as a nation. And as I mentioned, they are doing it with the animals, injecting them, and then the effects that our children and daughters are looking from teenagers, their periods are coming much earlier, their body developing much earlier, just like an animal that you would inject with these hormones, and then they will, what you expect to get from them in 5 years, you get from them in 1 or 2 years, or 3 years, you cut it in half. So the same thing with us. We're aging very rapidly, and our children's mind are not developing with that, especially drinking the cow's milk, which is supposed to give you a cow's brain, because that's what it is. Breast milk will give you a child's brain. Okay, and we're wondering why our children are so not understanding and, you know, don't have it together. Real simple. Biochemical warfare through social engineering of the masses. Okay, now we were able to also talk about that they are propaganda through our brains. So they use symbols and songs and miseducating and telling you, you know, black people and kids to shoot each other and kill each other and call each other bees and dogs and all of this stuff that people, young people, have accepted, and it is part of their existence, part of their mind. As we have read at the time of Noah, that the time had come that people were so wicked, that the wickedness of man was so wicked, so evil on the planet, that every imagination of the thought was evil continually only. That is pretty heavy. That's all that they could think about. So through the media and through the TVs and through the sound music, that's all they are propagating. Only evil continually only. Just imagine someone who's a policeman and all that. They show you them going into bars, okay, and hanging out bars, drinking after work all day. And they would, and then the other ones, they'll have a bar in their home and they drink liquor every night. So they are teaching you, okay, subconsciously, if you know it or not, through all of these things and through drugs and so forth. Okay, drugs are not just marijuana and heroin and cocaine and crack cocaine. It is also a liquor and wine and beer. All of those things that they think that they keep giving you and having you accept, that the police accept it, the judges do it, the president does it, everybody does it, so you should do it too. That it is hip. Ain't nothing hip about it. And what is hip today is not hip tomorrow. Okay? So let's make sure we understand what the real deal is. The boys are out to destroy us. And we have to determine what are we going to do about it. They tell you lies in reference to who are the ancient people. Who's created the Western civilization? It came from Egypt. Okay? Western civilization came from Africa, okay? They were African Nubians, okay? They were not what we call Egyptians today, Arabs, colonialists living in Israel, living in Egypt, living in the Middle East, living in North Africa, all of those areas, living in the land of Canaan and so forth, okay? Let us make sure that we understand what is truth. As we have consciously moving through time and history, we talk specifically, that's about the mental. That's mentally how they're affecting us. That's physically, and the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in the Messiah. He says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, for it brings forth courage. It brings forth character. It brings forth a person. Okay? When we're thinking about this, and as we are growing, we have to look back in time. And then we dealt with the social engineering, the mental. We dealt with biochemical warfare, which is the physical. We dealt with the spiritual of the people of color in the Bible, the true historical people they show you always in the movies and every film, that they are white and they are European, and that the Europeans are God's people, and that they are the ones running the planet, and Yahweh has given them this, and they're the superpower, and all of these lies and deception, and that they created civilization with the Greeks. The Greeks went into Egypt to learn about civilization, and then stole it. Okay, so as we move on in history, we find out that the Bible talks specifically about diet, the standard American diet, the SAD, standard American diet. That spells that, eh? and it is sad. But we have an economic, and we have an epidemic in obesity and overweight for adolescents and for adults. Okay? And so Yahweh was trying to teach us some old paths. Let's go back in time again and look just a little bit. When he gave us the first diet was a fruitarian diet for humans and a vegetarian diet for animals. After the fall, we have fallen down to an animal state, so Yahweh gave us an animal diet. And that's what we had. We had the animal diet after the fall. He introduced greens into our lifestyle, and so now we became vegetarian. We have fallen to the level of animals, mentally, physically, and so forth. Then, after when he had the flood, then he said that the man was only evil continually only. He was living around 1,000 years. He said 900 and something. He said, I'm wiping them out. And now they will only live to 120 to 70 years, somewhere around 100 years. So that's 10%. The tithes that you pay for your life, okay, that's what the tithes is. The tithes are paying for your life of 10% of what you should be living. And he allows you to live to your 100. That's what the 10% tithes is all about, okay? Now, for your life, he had mercy on us to allow us to live that long. So as you move on in life in reference to that, we found out that at that time he needed to cut man's life short. So he introduced him to another diet, which was the flesh diet, eating flesh, and people now eat the blood and so forth, blood pudding and blood sausages and medium rare with the blood flowing out and all this other insanity stuff that's going on. So now we find ourselves on an animal's diet, on a carnivorous diet, okay? And this will cut your life off. And that's what it did, because the disease in the animal will be passed on to you. The chemicals in the animals will be passed on to you, as we talked about. So now he says, now at the Exodus, we found out at the Exodus, he tells them that, hey, he wants his people to, okay, I'm separating you from the rest of the world. I'm bringing you out of Egypt or out of Babylon, out of this superpower mentality, and I'm bringing you to be to myself. And so he gave them the old path, which was the path of vegetarianism after the diet. In Exodus, he gave them he gave them manna from heaven, angel's food. The Bible calls it. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what we're trying to do is, that means you see him turning back hands of time and trying to bring them back to a superior diet than the diet of their flesh and meat that they had after the flood, because he was using that to cut people off. So notice what it says in Isaiah. Isaiah 58 verse 12. Turn there with me. And they that shall be of thee, of the people of God, shall build the old waste places. What are the old waste places? Well, the diet reform that we're talking about, that's the old waste places. In particular, we're going to look at that. We also want to look at the lifestyle of the old waste places, okay, that he had given to us. And then, as reference to education, we need to get a true education, not miseducation. That's the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations. So what Yahweh is telling us here, that if we go back to the old places, we got to build the old waste places, the foundation. The foundation of what you have of anything is education. Education is important such that you might be able to think clearly and make decisions for the future. A lot of young people are making decisions and don't know how to make decisions, have not prepared themselves for what they're about to get into in life, and so they find themselves in a mess. And so that's why it says that thou shalt rise up the foundation of many generations. So what is the foundation? We have to have a strong foundation of true education, a strong foundation of who we are. We are the people of the Bible, okay? We need to understand that, okay? So he says, I'm going to raise up the foundation of many generations. That means we have to create our own curriculum. We can no longer use the curriculum of America. We can no longer use the curriculum of the Europeans. We can no longer use the curriculum of white supremacy. That's what we have been using, and that is how they have been brainwashing us and miseducating us. And once we're able to build up the foundation for many generations, the old path, and thou shalt be called, then we shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorers of the paths to dwell in. And that's where we want to be. We want to restore the old paths, the truth of the old, so that we might be able to know what to see in the future. This time we'll take a break for our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody gonna tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like, you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for returning back to our study that we are able to see in Isaiah. Yahweh is calling us back to the old path, wherein is the good way. Amen. Now, in the old ways paces that we're talking about is true education reform, music reform, dress reform, health reform. All of these things that he had given us in the beginning. This study that we're looking at now is in reference to education, in reference to health. We've been miseducated, so we have a bad foundation. Also, what we have is that we have an education system that is teaching us all wrong things. A lot of it is backed by the tobacco industry. It's backed by the liquor industry, by the beer, by, all of this stuff. The propaganda that's on the movies and so forth that, you use. And so we are here to let you know that we have to come up with our own curriculum, our own education system. In a curriculum, when we're talking about curriculum, we're developing the mind, body, soul of individuals, of young people, under true education, not propaganda and brainwashing and miseducation as the systems that we operate under today. So what we want to do is be able to build a new curriculum, okay? In the past, if we had an education, if we was a teacher, that was good, because now you can teach them what you want. But now we got to come up with our own books, our own curriculum, such that we can use, that could teach the truth, not white supremacy. Okay, so how do we do that? We do that very simply by studying and understanding new material. We have put together at the People of Color Training and Research Institute a curriculum for our children, teenagers, and adults. And videos, CDs, DVDs, in reference to building the foundation for many generations. That's what it says. Isaiah 58, verse 2, they shall be of thee, that means of your people, of Yahweh's people, the true Hebrews, in thee they shall build the old ways places. And that's what I'm trying to do, build the old ways places. That's why we go back to Genesis and the Old Testament, which they told us that we should not be reading the Old Testament because we're New Testament believers. No, we are not New Testament believers. We are the people chosen of Yahweh in the Old Testament, okay? So, no, Europeans are Gentiles. They are the New Testament believers. We are Old and New Testament. All of it applies to us. And they want us not to study the Old Testament because it reveals so much of what we should be doing and the covenants that we made with Yahweh. And if we don't follow him and his covenants, we are going to be cursed. And that's what's plaguing the African-American community. Why we can't stick together, why we can't grow together, is because we are under the curses of Yahweh. Because Yahweh says that if you obey and live, disobey and die. The Europeans know they never entered into a covenant with him in the Old Testament, that they would obey him and his statutes and his judgments. So they are not cursed, okay? So that's why you can see them lie, steal, kill, and rob, and still prosper, okay? We do it and we suffer because Yahweh says, I'm not allowing you to because you're my people and you represent me. They can do whatever they want. They never made a covenant with me. So they are not going to be cursed the same way you are. And so that's why we find ourselves in this situation. So we must go back to the old waste places that they were considered waste. The Old Testament is a waste, but that's not true. This it says he will build the old waste places. Thou shalt rise up the foundation of many generations. And what I am doing in reference to my curriculum building, in reference to my books, videos, charts, and presentations, is to build the foundation for our generation. So if you have kids and grandkids and so forth, you need to go up on the website, get our books, videos, and charts. And if you got teenagers, same thing. If you are an adult, you need the same thing. Visit it. www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor1.com. This is the foundation. This is the curriculum that we have built, that Yahweh has given to us to give to you for many generations. And then we shall be called the repairers of the breach. Thou shalt be called the repairers of the breach, repairers of the holes that are in this wall, the holes that are in our brain, the holes that are in our body. We're going to be plugging them up. So that means the poison that they've been putting in your brain, we're going to try to address. That's what this is. The white supremacy teachings that have thwarted our minds, we address. And you will find out that your children and yourselves and young people will be able to prosper and think clearer and be able to move forward, because they are now being, their breaches are being repaired. What's a breach? That means you got a crack in a wall. I mean, you have a hole in a wall. So we have these walls that Yahweh has built around us, and there's holes, and they're all broken down. And so what we got to do is fill them up with mortar. We got to fill them up with concrete. We got to seal them up, okay, such that they might be able to have our minds. So we got a bunch of holes in our mind. Like when you smoke marijuana, it puts lots of things wrong in your mind. When you're drinking liquor, it takes lots of things that it's putting in your mind. Okay, when you listen to these radios, they're implanting things in your mind, in your heart, in your thoughts, in your action. We call it propaganda. They are controlling you. They are manipulating you. They're having you do things and think things that you would never do or think on your own. And so when we change it to true education, then that goes out. And we're repairing the breach. We're repairing your mindset. We're repairing your thoughts. We're repairing your attitude. We're repairing your self-preservation. Your self-esteem. Okay? So that's what we're talking about. The restorers of the path to dwell in. And this is the path that we need to dwell in. We need to understand true history, education, and so forth. That's the restoring of the path to dwell in. Now, I'm teaching this to you, telling you this, and you're saying, well, everybody teaches that. No, everybody ain't teaching that. When you read my stuff, you will see that it is not the same. They are not restoring the past. They are brainwashing you. They are not bringing us back to the foundation of many generations. Okay? Now, let's read also Jeremiah. Now, do you think everybody's going to accept this? All black people of color, white people, anybody? No, man, people are not going to accept this. Why aren't they going to accept this? Listen to what Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 and 17 said. What is Yahweh people going to say about this, my brother and sister? Thus saith Yahweh, stand ye in the way, and see, and ask for the old path. Wherein is the good way? Get that? See, he's telling you again to ask for the what? The old path. Remember in the last verse we read? We just found out about the old waste places. Okay? So he says, ask for the old path. So he's telling us to ask for what we're just talking about. He says, ask for what? True education. Ask for these different things. A true curriculum. Ask for it. Where is the good way? So this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. This is going to bring you on the good path, on the good way. We're not going to be shooting each other, killing each other. We're going to have self-esteem. We're not going to believe in white supremacy. We're going to believe true what Yahweh has laid out for us. Okay? So it says it here. There is that wherein is the good way. And walk therein. Amen? That's what Yahweh wants us to do. Walk in the good way. Walk in the old path. And what will happen when we walk in the path? And ye shall find rest for your soul. Amen. Now, come on. You're going to find what? Rest for your soul. That's what we need. We need to rest in Yahweh. We need to rest in His promises. We need to rest in what He's saying. But if we don't know what He's saying, we can't rest in anything. We rest in lies and deception and propaganda and miseducation and brainwashing. That's what we're resting in. Resting into listening to the music in the air and listening to the movies and TVs and the teachings that have been presented to us. Okay, but we want to find rest for our soul. That's where Yahweh wants to take us back, the old path. As we build this foundation, as we accept this curriculum, as we start going to visit the website www.peopleofcolor.com, as you go out and do that, as the curriculum gets into your brain and into your soul, you will find rest for yourself. But what is the people going to say? What do the people say? But they said, we will not walk therein. Can you get that today? That's what we're saying today. We're not going to take that old path, Emmanuel. We're not going down that pathway. No way. But they said, we will not walk therein. We will not read your books. We will not follow this true curriculum. We will not. Why? Why would you not walk in the truth? Because you've been brainwashed, miseducated, and programmed to believe a lie, that you might be damned because you love not the truth. That's what the Bible says in Thessalonians. Read it. Read it for yourself. But they say, we will not walk therein. Also, I said, watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. And they said, we will not hearken. So He even lets them know that, listen, man, I have set certain watchmen, and I believe I'm one of the watchmen. A watchman on the wall of Zion, letting our people know what is going on. And they are saying, no, Emmanuel, we are not going to read your books. We are not going to read this stuff because we like it the way it is today. We like the brainwashing and miseducation of social media. You don't even know what you're saying, but that's what the Bible says that we do. Now, as we try to bring them back to the old paths, let's look at some examples of this happening in the Bible. We talked last time about Exodus, and we're going to go back to Exodus and talk about how Yahweh was leading the people out and then how they rebelled in the wilderness against Yahweh. Let's take another break to hear from our sponsor.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.org or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Well, thank you for coming back again. Being part of this study, as we are studying about what is truth, what is the old waste places, where is the rising up of the foundation for many generations through curriculum, through education, which we're finding out. We can find out things on the website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. As we have talked about the three different diets that was given to us before the fall, fruitarian, after the fall, vegetarian, to the level of animal diet, to the final diet that was given after the flood to kill off humans simply due to the fact that they were evil continually only. And he gave us the meat diet, which would shorten our lifespan. So, you can love it, you can like it, you can whatever. Doesn't matter. Still, what is truth? Okay, so we were finding out that Yahweh had His people, and then He decided, okay, I'm going to remove these, my people, from amongst the world. And they were in the superpower position with the Egyptians. And so He had us, through Moses, was led out of the wilderness. Out of Egypt. It's the same thing of us coming out of the world today. Coming out of the system. Coming out of the drug industry, coming out of the gang war, coming out of the mob, coming out of the pharmakia sorcery that is being practiced today in the form of the drug industry, the $1 trillion business. We have all of these things that the Bible is talking about, all these different things that are competing with us and entering our attacks mentally, physically, spiritually, biochemical, you name it. We are in an attack. Why? The same way was in Egypt, that they did not want them to prosper. So now we're here fleeing Egypt, fleeing Babylon. Okay, now we have to come up with a new mindset of thinking. Okay, so now as he pulls them out of the wilderness, he changes their diet. Okay, back to a vegetarian diet, back to a diet of manna, angels' food. And we're going to read about that. Let's read about it. Okay, so what I wanted you to say, catch the pattern. Each time he's changing things, okay? Now, when he changes our diet, you know, we as rebellious, stiff-necked, and uncircumcised in heart, and always do resist the Holy Spirit type of people, what happens? Let's read it. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1. We'll start at. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin. What is it called? The wilderness of Sin. Now, what type of great sin are we planning to do in the wilderness of sin? That's important. So let's hear about the wilderness of sin experience, which is between Elim and Sinai. Sinai is where they received the Ten Commandments. On the 15th day of the second month after their departure out of the land of Egypt, and the whole congregation, the children of Israel, murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. So there we go. We got people murmuring, Israelites, the children of Israel, not the mixed multitude, not the foreigners, not whatever you want to call it. But yes, we were in rebellion against Yah. We were murmuring against Yahweh, against Moses and Aaron. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to Elohim, we have died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt. Now they talking about they wanted to have died in Egypt. When we sat at the flesh pots. When we sat at the what? At the flesh pots. Now you hear that? The brothers are complaining because they don't have any more flesh. Not meat. Meat is food. Remember we talked about that in the Bible. Flesh pots. And we had eaten bread to the full. Now he was given a manna, which was a form of bread. So they were getting that. But they were not eating the flesh pots because he was getting out of flesh. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Now, they know they wasn't dying out there in hunger. But you know how we are. We exaggerate. And he says we're going to kill us all off because we don't have flesh to eat. Interesting. Then said Yahweh unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven. Did you hear that? You're going to rain what? Bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them. See, this is always a test. He's always testing us, proving us, to see if we will follow him or not, whether we will walk in my law or no. So remember we talked about this before? We talked about of how he is always proving us. So he makes it crystal clear that he's trying to prove us to see if we walk, if we're going to follow him. And he said he's going to do what? Rain bread from heaven for you. Amen. Okay. Now, also in my writings, where we were reading earlier, we read about these different things. And we read about that Elohim fed them manna from heaven, but the people wanted flesh to eat. That's Numbers chapter 11. We'll read that also. Instead, again, we fail the test of self-denial, self-control, temperance, and appetite. So that's what's going to happen. So this same test keeps being brought up to us from Adam and Eve, all the way down to now, the people leaving the Exodus. And when we leave Egypt, finally, when he says, come out of her, my people, amen, that ye be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh reward thee double, even as they have rewarded you. And did you know that Yahweh was calling us out of, he called them out of Egypt, and he's calling us out of our second Egypt, calling us out of Babylon, calling us out of this world. Now, some of y'all might not say, I don't know about all that. Okay, let's read it then. Let's read it. Come out of her, my people. We have not yet received the atonement at becoming one with Elohim, at one meant. Nor have we obtained perfection. The Bible's present truth message for today commands us to come out of this world's fallen educational system of Babylon. That's right, this is Babylon. We live in Babylon. That's right. Many people have written about that. Many people have put songs together about that. The system's purpose of Babylon, where we are today in America, is to use propaganda to socially engineer or brainwash people into a complete fallen state of being, of existence, of being evil only continually. And a lot of the movies, they teach that saw, 1, 2, 3, 4. How can the heck could anybody see those movies? They're just cutting people up and killing them. It's just horror. And people are just delving into it, just the killing, the massacre, and the it is a shame of all that's going on. And he says, okay, propaganda was first used by Satan on Adam and Eve. The propaganda used in the grave, in the garden, instigated the fall of Adam and Eve. It is still being heard today through the Satan system. It is being heard through many forms of media, especially with the mass programming of people through miseducation and propaganda and white supremacy. You may ask, why does a present truth message tell us to come out from a fallen world's system of education called Babylon or Egypt? When we're reading about the Exodus, the answer is simple. If we let them miseducate, brainwash us through the media and the educational system, then they will program our children and us until they have completed their task, duty, and goal. They have a task to teach white supremacy. They have a duty to teach white supremacy, and they have a goal of teaching white supremacy and brainwashing us. This is done to seal us in a fallen condition and to place their stamp of authority and approval on our souls, making us their merchandise and slaves to sin. That's all America's teaching through this media, is diet and everything else. The complete and total fall of humans by Satan is to have us become demon-possessed rather than filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Notice what it says in Revelation 18, verses 1 through 5. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon is fallen. It's fallen. And it become the habitation of devils. That's what America is. And the holes of every foul spirit, hiding place. Yes, it is. And the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. That's right, in the prisons. We're locked up in this world of existence. Not the physical prisons, but the prisons of our minds and our souls. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. So we are drunk with wine through the media. Wine through the TV, wine through the radio, wine in our mind, so that we cannot perceive what is truth. We believe a lie that we might be damned because we love not the truth. For it didn't say anybody was exempt. For all nations, everybody is following after America today. The Chinese, the Indians, everybody's trying to be like America. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Now tell me, who else is being waxed rich through the abundance of the delicacies of America? We sell everything around the planet. We buy everything. This is the delicacies. And we'll find out later on the delicacies of Egypt, what they were. They were the flesh pots of Egypt. We already read that. And that's what everybody wants. And the merchants are making big money off of us. And we know it. Okay? Through the abundance of her delicacies. And that includes the swine. That includes the crab, that includes the lobster, includes the shrimp, that includes all the unclean animals, everything that is unclean mentally, physically, and spiritually, we have propagated in America. And I heard another voice, common voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. What did he say? Come out of her, my people. He's not calling the Europeans out. He's not calling the white supremacists out. He's not calling all of these different people out. He says, my people, whoever is my people is. We already defined of who is his people. We already defined all of these different things. Now, I didn't make it up for who his people is. Yahweh did. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plague. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Elohim has rewarded her. Double. And then she has double unto her. So we see here, come out of her, my people. What? Why? So that we don't partake of her sins. We're practicing the sins of Babylon. We're practicing the sins of Egypt. We are so caught up in it. Our children are so caught up in it through the mass media and the brainwashing, the social engineering. Yahweh says, please, you are partaking of her sins, and we receive. Because if we receive of her sins, we're going to receive of her plague. So he says, I'm calling you out. For her sins have reached up to heaven, and I have remembered her iniquity. Please, Yahweh, wake us, call us, have us to understand that we need to be free from this. We'll pause our last time for our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.